just before one word, one two words of advice, that this is a very solemn occasion of nikah. Usually we take it very light-heartedly, it's a time of joy and happiness, it is, no doubt. But it is putting the foundation for the whole future of the couple, in which a whole generation is going to come into existence. And they are part of the whole community, the ummah. So the whole ummah, this is the foundation of the ummah coming into existence, is nikah. And husband and wife will meet, and then Allah Ta'ala will send progeny. So if this is done properly, the foundation, this whole structure will be solid. And if this is done with just jokes and we're taking it lightly, and even worse, then we're going on honeymoons and we're doing it not according to Sunnah, the foundation we are putting wrong, then unfortunately what we are hearing and seeing about marriages, that is what we are getting. What we are putting in, that is what we are getting. But if we put it with the correct, with taqwa, all the three ayats which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his bayan of nikah, he spoke about taqwa. And then he read the hadith also, about sunnat. An-nikahu min sunnati. The importance of sunnat. When that is done, and in one riwayat, when a man marries, half his iman is completed. Now the other half, just fear Allah. Have conscience of Allah Ta'ala. If we do that, then the couple remain married happily. The children they have come healthy, happy, with iman, strong iman. And that whole family is a solid structure by which they enjoy, others take lesson. And if every marriage like that in the Muslim ummah is like that, we can imagine what a strong ummah we will have. And that was the case when Islam was in our lives. So Allah make this occasion that true Islam comes in the couple, and the foundation is that strong foundation, and we have a solid structure after that, and we have a strong ummah. And not just like us, we just this dunya, and just running after the dunya, and we got no real object in our life also. So Allah accept and grant these valuable qualities, inshallah.